We started looking yesterday at Romans chapter 5, and we were looking at verses 3, 4, 5, and 6, and we'll look at those again, and then I want to specifically look at verses 4 and also 5. But starting at verse number 3 from the King James, it says, "And not only so, but we also glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." So we were looking yesterday at specifically verse 3, and in verse 3 it talks about, just as we mentioned, that glorying even in tribulations. And when you really dig into what that means, this means that even in tribulations, we can, even now, at this present moment, right now, at this moment, we can be full of joy. And we talked about what that meant. We all face just different tribulations and different struggles, different hardships. As you're starting your Wednesday morning, there's certainly things that you're dealing with or faced with that cause you to be concerned, that maybe present some anxieties, some stresses. There's all things that we face all the time, continually. As long as we live in these bodies, we live in a fallen world, and there's going to be things that come against us. But the Word of God, Paul is saying here that through his letter to the book of Romans, or to the Romans, he's saying it doesn't matter that even the tribulations that come because of who you are, because of your relationship with Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what the situation or circumstances are, you can still, even in tribulations, even in difficulties, you can still be glorifying God. You can still be walking in that joy. You can still have that ever-present joy, even in those tribulations, because of who you are in Jesus Christ. But then it goes on in verse number 4, and I'm going to read verse 4 again, but this time I want to read it from the Amplified Bible. It says, "And endurance," well, let's read to the end of verse number 3. "Knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patient and unswerving endurance." This is the thing. We look at the difficulties of life, and we look at the struggles that we face, and we look at it as just one more thing that we have to overcome, one more challenge to kind of just dry us, suck us dry, bleed us dry of hope, and, you know, one more thing to weary us, one more thing to just rob us of our hope, one more thing to wear us down. That's kind of the way we look at it. But really, so many things in our life are just from really a matter of perspective. What angle we choose to look at things at. Because Paul's looking at it from a different angle. And Paul is saying, because of who you are, yes, we live in a fallen world. And trials and tribulations, difficulties and struggles are going to come. That's part of this life. But you're an overcomer in Jesus Christ. So when things come, rather than just looking at, okay, there's one more thing piled on top of me, one more burden that I got to carry on my shoulders, one more thing that I have to overcome, Paul is saying, you're a believer in Jesus Christ. You've got fellowship with Jesus Christ. You're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. He's going to talk about that in just a couple chapters. That you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And because of that, the troubles and the trials, the hardships and the difficulties that come in this life, you don't have to feel like it's one more thing burdening you down. One more thing you got to stack on top of your shoulders and try to carry as it causes you under its weight to stoop over. He's saying that's not the way that it is. We can make it that way, but it doesn't have to be that way in Jesus Christ, because the truth is, we know this. If you know Jesus Christ, then Paul is saying, you know this. It's in you, and the Holy Spirit's verifying this in you. We know that pressure, nobody likes pressure, but we know, because we're believers in Jesus Christ, because of our relationship with Him, because of what He has done for us, we know that pressure and affliction and hardships produce patient and unswerving endurance. Now, even when you read that, a lot of people say, look, I don't want to go through the struggles. I don't have to endure. I don't want to have to go through all those things so I can develop unswerving endurance. It's not worth it to me. Now, that's the way most of us would read that. But what Paul is saying, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship, all of these things are a part of life. But where most of us would say those things, pressure, affliction, and hardship, We would say that produces anxiety. That produces stress. That produces a burden that I've got to carry until I can find some way to unload it. And then maybe at the end of that, maybe after the struggle, after the pain, after the anxiety, after the difficulty, after all the negatives that it produces, then through all those negatives, I learn to have unswerving endurance. And I don't really want that. That's the way most of us read it. But what Paul is saying is, you know, in this life, there is pressures. There are afflictions. There's hardships. But Jesus Christ has already overcome those things. And if you know that, then you know that every time some kind of hardship comes against you, it's an opportunity for you. We got a choice to make as soon as those hardships come. We can either choose to embrace them with fear and anxiety and stress and believe that those things are going to be a difficult struggle for us. Or we can also choose to believe that because of who I am in Jesus Christ, He's already overcome all of these things. I'm putting my faith and my trust in Him and what He's done. And I'm not going to let the situation or the circumstances rob me of joy, of peace, of the assurance that I am an overcomer in Jesus Christ. Because right now I can't see, maybe I can't see how I can overcome this. In the natural, you can look at a problem, you can say, I have no idea how to overcome that. If you look at the problem that's in front of you today and you say, I have no idea. I've tried, I've wrestled, I've struggled with it. I cannot succeed over it. I cannot overcome it. And if you look at it and you say, I can't overcome it, then you look and you don't see the end result of ultimate victory and overcoming. Instead, you look and you just expect more hardship, more trials. And when you look at it from that way, usually what you're looking at and usually what you see as you look ahead is the worst case scenario. And if this all falls apart, and if it continues on the trend that it is right now, this is what's going to happen and I better prepare myself to deal with that. That's the way most of us live our lives when hardships come. Paul is saying, don't look at it that way. You're an overcomer in Jesus Christ. He's already overcome this for you. So when the trials, the difficulties, the hardships come, rather than looking at it and saying, I can't even begin to see how I can overcome this. Look at it and say, I have no idea how I'm going to overcome this, but I know this. Jesus Christ has already overcome it for me. The victory, even though I can't see it at this moment, I know because I can look ahead and I can look and see. I know that Jesus has provided for me a means of escape and a means of deliverance and a means of ultimate victory. So while it may look bad on the circumstances, it may look bad to my natural eyes, I know that I know that I know with certainty that Jesus overcame this for me. He's already done that. And it's mine. And I'll receive that. See, if you look at it that way, you don't have to stress out about it. You don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is just be obedient and keep moving forward. Keep moving forward with that joy that we talked about yesterday. That joy, even in hardship and afflictions, because that joy is in you. That joy is already in there. And then you choose to walk in that joy because the Holy Spirit's in you. And that's the fruit of the Spirit. It's part of the fruit of the Spirit. So that joy is in you. And you so choose to walk in that joy. And your response might be, how can I do that? The problem is still there. The problem is still present. Yeah, but you're just looking at the now. You're not looking at down the road. You're not looking with eyes of faith that say, what I'm experiencing right now may not look like victory, but that's just now. I'm looking ahead knowing that Jesus is faithful, Jesus is true, and what He has done is done. So even if I can't see it yet, manifested in this natural world, even if I can't see it in my natural experience, I know that's the end result. The end result is Jesus Christ has provided the victory for me, and I will not relent or yield or capitulate. I will continue to move forward in that confidence and assurance of my ultimate victory because of who I am in Jesus Christ. Then I don't have to be pressured about it. I don't have to stress. That doesn't mean I know how it's going to resolve. It means I know the one who has the resolution for me. And so Paul is saying, when we're faced with pressure, when we're faced with affliction, when we're faced with hardship, if we face those things with that ultimate knowledge, that ultimate assurance, that ultimate confidence, that this situation that I'm facing right now is not the end of the matter. The end of the matter is my victory, my overcoming through Jesus Christ. And if I look at it that way, then pressures and hardships and afflictions, it teaches me to just be patient. I can just be patient and not worry about it, because if I'm trusting Jesus Christ, it's ultimately not up to my skill, my ability. It's ultimately not up to my wisdom to get me through to a place of deliverance. Ultimately, I'm saying, I'm not going to trust in my abilities, but I am trusting in you. And I'll keep walking forward in faith, and I will obey you. That's the patience. It teaches me to just be patient. Patience saying, I'm not looking at the problem. I'm looking at the ultimate victory. So I can walk through this. Doesn't matter what it looks like. I can keep walking through this. And I'll be patient until I see what I know to be true. The ultimate truth, the ultimate final reality is his promises. And so I can be patient and keep walking forward until I see that. That's different than looking at the problem, the affliction, the hardship, the pressure, and saying, oh my gosh, life as I know it is unraveling, and the ultimate end of this is going to be my disaster. Well, that just is pressure and stress and anxiety. That's not patience. You've already accepted what the world has told you. You've accepted that as the final word. There's no patience there. Well, this looks like disaster, so it must be. There's no patience there. Patience says, it looks like disaster, but I know the ultimate truth is Jesus is true to his word, and Jesus has overcome this for me. So I can patiently just keep moving forward. Doesn't matter what it looks like. I can patiently keep moving forward. And when you do that, you learn through that patience, through the patience of continuing to move forward, you learn that you can endure through anything. And he will, because he's walking with you, he will give you the strength to walk through it, to endure. Unswerving. Wouldn't you like to have that? Unswerving endurance that just keeps moving towards the promises in spite of anything else. It just keeps moving towards those promises, the ultimate final victory that Jesus has for you in and over that situation, which is can and probably is causing you some consternation today. What is it that's stressing you out today? What is it that's taking your peace? What's causing you to be anxious? What is it that you can't see how you can overcome it? Whatever that is, here's what Paul's saying. Paul's saying, be full of joy now. Because if you believe in Jesus Christ, and again, he's going to say this in just three chapters, he's going to say, you're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. That which is yours. The ultimate success and victory, the overcoming in every situation is already established for you. Jesus has already overcome whatever that situation is. Oh, you can't see it yet because it's done in the spiritual realm, but it's at the end of the matter. You just have to keep on walking through to the end of the matter. You walk through to the end of the matter, you're going to find the victory there. So you can be full of joy. You don't have to be stressed. You're trusting in Jesus Christ. And so you're going to triumph over all those troubles. You're going to triumph. You're going to rejoice. You can rejoice. Even in times of suffering and affliction and hardship, you can still rejoice. This is what Paul is saying. It's a choice that we make when we choose to believe either the natural things, the natural reality, which is right there in front of us, or the spiritual, the supernatural reality, which is far more difficult to see. But it's ultimately more true, more real than even these tangible things and even that situation or problem that you have. There's nothing you're facing today that Jesus didn't already see and didn't already provide the victory for. There's nothing that you face today that the victory is not already established and in place for you. It's at the end of the matter. You just have to keep walking. You'll see. I don't see how this can work, Todd. No, you can't, because you're looking with your natural eyes. You'll see. You'll be amazed. But you'll see it when you start walking through it. Because you keep walking through it with your eyes on him and your confidence in his promises and your confidence in his faithfulness. And you can be patient then. You can patiently walk through. You don't have to be stressed today or tomorrow. But I haven't seen the answer yet. Doesn't matter. You know, if the answer is 4 days from now, just walk through the next 3 days. That's all you got to do. He'll strengthen you. He'll provide for you as you're walking. Keep your eyes on him. You'll get to the end of the matter. You just be patient. Keep on walking. You'll see the victories if you're patient and keep on walking. And then you do that today in this, and guess what? The next time you face something, you have that unswerving confidence, that unswerving ability to endure, because you know the end result is going to be good. But it starts with today. It starts with deciding today, right now, that you are going to believe his word and his promises, and you're going to start walking forward, even though it doesn't look like there's any answer. You start walking forward with that joy and that peace because you choose to believe his word, his promises, and you choose to allow that joy that is in you. We talked about that yesterday, that joy that is in you because the Holy Spirit is in you. You choose that joy that is there. You walk in that, and ultimately, you're going to find, oh, well, Jesus, you worked all that out. That's awesome. I never saw how you would do that. That is great. Thank you, Jesus. And the next time, it's easier as well. It's Jesus Christ speaking to you through Paul in his letter to the Romans. That's Romans chapter 5, verses 3, 4, 5, and 6. We looked at 3 and 4 today.